Welcome to His great name, where we hold up and honor the great name of King Yeshua. We've been talking about Yeshua's blood sacrifice on the cross, which is the total focal point of our faith. We saw last week that there were four results or penalties of sin. 1, spiritual death, which is separation from God. 2, physical death, which is the outworking of the spiritual death on the physical body. 3, broken relationship with Adonai, the source of all life. 4, exile from Adonai's kingdom. Man was doomed to spend eternity in Hasatan's kingdom of darkness. But Messiah reversed the penalties of sin by the sacrifice of His shed blood on the cross for us. Because of His unfathomable love and sacrifice for us, we are now spiritually made alive in Messiah. We are no longer separated from Adonai, the source of all life. The blood of Messiah has life, divine, eternal, endless life for us. We are born from above, and the Holy Spirit is now in us to help us walk in the light of Adonai's kingdom. 2, death, physical death, can no longer hold us. We may die physically if Yeshua tarries, but we'll come up out of that grave to meet Him in the air at His second coming. 3, the guilt for sin was borne by Yeshua, and we are judged not guilty, just as if we had never sinned. The blood of Yeshua washes away the guilt of sin, and Satan can no longer use guilt as a weapon against us. And the exile is now over, and we have access to Adonai's kingdom for eternity. We have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light of Yeshua. Now, how did all this change? Well, Scripture shows us that there was a transfer that took place between us and Messiah. All the judgment and punishment due us because of our sin was transferred to Messiah, and all the goodness due Messiah because of His obedience was transferred to us. As I've said before, it was a great deal for us, but not such a great deal for Messiah. He paid a heavy penalty. His love for us is so great that He willingly made this exchange for us so we could be set free from Hasatan's clutches. Years ago, Mark Twain wrote a story called The Prince and the Pauper. The story was about two boys who looked alike. One was the Prince of England, the other a pauper. They decided they would swap clothing and change places. The prince took on the life of the pauper, and the pauper took on the life of the prince. Of course, if you've read the story, you know that the pauper lived in the palace and had everything he needed, while the prince lived in the streets and was dishonored, mocked, and abused. In a sense, you could say this story, The Prince and the Pauper, can be viewed as an allegory of what Messiah did for us on Calvary. Messiah changed places with us, and we with Him. We gave Him our pauper rags, and He gave us His royal robes. You know, we can't enjoy and appropriate the benefits of Yeshua's sacrifice unless we realize what He did for us. So I thought today we would look at some of the benefits we received when Yeshua swapped places with us on Calvary. I call this teaching The Prince of Peace and the Paupers. 1, Yeshua took our punishment so we could be forgiven and have peace with God. Isaiah 48:22 and 57:21 both say, "There is no peace for the wicked." Our holy, righteous Adonai cannot be at peace with the sinner when that sinner is still under the guilt of sin. In the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, it is written that the chastisement needful to obtain our peace was laid upon him, laid upon Yeshua. That is, the punishment for our sin was inflicted upon Yeshua. Because Yeshua was punished in our place, our peace and reconciliation with God was made by him. The justice and wrath due us because of our sin were laid upon Messiah. Justice was satisfied, and peace was made between us and God. Yeshua took our punishment and gave us his peace. Colossians 1:19-20 says, "For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him, and through Yeshua to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross." Yeshua's blood removes the guilt of sin from our conscience, and the result is peace with Adonai. Shalom, real shalom. Romans 5:1 says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with Adonai through our Lord Yeshua HaMashiach." Most of the temple sacrifices were completely given to God, but the peace offering was a sacrifice that was shared with the worshiper. God invited the worshiper and his family to share his table to partake of the peace offering. In Middle Eastern culture, sharing a meal was true fellowship and meant you were in covenant one with the other. On the night before Messiah died, he held up the bread and wine and said they represented his body and blood as the sacrifice of the renewed covenant, the Brit Hadashah. When he invited his disciples and us to partake of this meal, and when we partake of Messiah's body and blood, we're celebrating being at peace with God and being at peace with each other through the blood atonement of Yeshua. Number 2, Yeshua took our sin and gave us his righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "Adonai made him," Yeshua, "who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Yeshua was made sin itself by imputation. Now that's a big fancy word which means the act of imputing, which is in the legal sense to impute means to ascribe to or charge a person with an act based on the conduct of another for whose acts or conduct one is responsible. Messiah took the responsibility on himself for our sinful acts, for our sin, and the Father imputed our sin to him. Made sin on our behalf means Yeshua was treated by the justice of Adonai as if he was a mass of sin. For to be made sin is a stronger expression than to be made a sinner. Yeshua did not become sin through any sinful act of his own, but through his Father's act of imputation, to which Yeshua agreed. Through Messiah's perfect sacrifice, our sin was applied to him. His righteousness, his right standing with God, was applied to us. For we have no righteousness in and of ourselves. Isaiah 64:6 says, "We are all as an unclean thing, and our righteousness is as filthy rags." Man was originally made pure and holy, but by sinning, by rebelling, became impure. And none of us are free from it. There is no cleansing from it, but by the blood of Mashiach. It is only in Yeshua that we are made righteous because He took our judgment for sin. Now, a little review here. What has been our definition of sin? At its core, it is simply rebellion against Adonai. Isaiah 53:11-12. When Hashem sees all that Mashiach accomplished by his anguish, he shall be satisfied. Because of his experience, my righteous servant will make it possible for many to be called righteous, for he will bear all their sins. I will give him the honor of a victorious soldier because he exposed himself to death. He was counted among the rebels. He bore the sins of many and was counted among the rebels. Just as Mashiach is made sin by the imputation of the sins of others to him, so are we made righteous, or righteous persons, through the imputation of his righteousness to us. There is no other way other than the exchange is made. One is made sin, and the other is made righteous. I would like to note here that there is a difference between being made righteous and being sanctified. Being made righteous is a complete work done by Messiah on Calvary. What Yeshua has done for us is total and complete. He said, "It is finished." We had previously discussed that "it is finished" is actually a single word in the Greek, tetelestai, which is Strong's number 5055. Tetelestai is written here in the perfect tense, and it means to do something perfectly. So Yeshua's words, "it is finished," could be translated, "it is perfectly perfect. It is completely complete. There is nothing left to be done. Yeshua has done it all, but the appropriation of it is progressive." Hebrews 10:14 says, "For by one sacrifice he has perfected forever us who are being sanctified." Yeshua prayed for us in John 17:17, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth." Sanctification is walking in the light of God's word. I put it this way. We obey God not to be saved, but because we are saved. We desire to walk in obedience just like our older brother Yeshua walked. 1 John 1:7 says, "If we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light," the Torah, "we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Yeshua cleanses us from all sin." That word's there where it says, "if we walk in the light," means to continually walk in the light as Yeshua is in the light. And the result is we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Yeshua continuously cleanses us from sin. It's just like the blood of the Passover being on the door of the houses. Inside there was safety under the blood. But if you choose to go outside the house and not be under the blood by disobeying God, then you're out there where the evil one can get a hold of you. We desire to please the Father in everything we say and do by following His teachings and instructions. That is sanctification, a progressive walk with God, drawing us closer and closer to Him as we learn His ways. Psalm 145, verse 17 says, "The Lord is righteous in all His ways, and holy in all His works." Number 3, Yeshua took our death and gave us His life. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Yeshua HaMashiach, our Lord." There's an old expression, which I feel sure we've all heard, "Payday is a-coming someday." Payday came over 2,000 years ago on a hill outside Jerusalem called Golgotha, the place of the skull. What was paid? The payment for sin. How was it paid? Just like the scripture says, it was paid by death. Somebody had to die. Yeshua, our Passover lamb, was slain for us. He poured out every drop of His blood for us, which is His life. His life was the substitution for our life. He died that we might live. Leviticus 17:11 says, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you on the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood by reason of the life that makes atonement." Blood represents life, so blood can be used to atone for a person. The life that the blood contains makes the atonement. It makes us at one ment with God. At one ment with God. No more wall of separation between us. Eternal life comes to us through the blood of Yeshua, for the blood of Yeshua has the life of Adonai in it. Yeshua gave us His divine, eternal, endless life and took our death. We had earned those wages of death by our rebellion. But through Messiah's death in our place, Adonai has given us the free gift of life. We need to turn down those old wages of sin and accept the free gift of eternal life. We can have a relationship with God if we take His life that He offers us. Remember, atonement can mean at one ment with God. Number 4, Yeshua took our curse and gave us blessing. Adonai said in Deuteronomy 30:19-20, "This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to His voice, and hold fast to Him. For the Lord is your life, and He will give you many years in the land He swore to give you to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Adonai gives us a choice to obey His teachings and instructions or not. We choose. Without faith and obedience, there is no blessing. There is no hope. Galatians 3:13 and 14 says, Mashiach has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Yeshua HaMashiach, and that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Just like Yeshua was made sin for us, he was also made a curse for us. How? Scripture says, cursed is anyone who hangs upon a tree. You know, just a note here, in many cultures, a tree can be planted in the ground or it can be cut down and used as wood and still be called a tree. So the cross was a tree for Messiah. Therefore, he was made a curse for us. All the curses due to our rebellion and disobedience to God were put upon Yeshua, and all the blessings due Yeshua for his obedience came upon us. How? Why? That we might receive the blessings of Abraham. And what blessings is that? The blessing which Abraham enjoyed was justification, reconciliation, and adoption, which came to Abraham upon his believing, and righteousness was imputed to him. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him as righteousness. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, there's a list of blessings and cursing. There are 14 verses of blessing. There are 54 verses of curses. That's almost four times as many verses for curses as there are for blessings. I'm certainly glad Yeshua took our curse and gave us his blessing. Oh, hallelujah. Now, so far in this study, we have looked at four exchanges on Calvary between the Prince of Peace and the paupers, which is us. Number one, Yeshua took our punishment so we could be forgiven and have peace with God. Isaiah 53, the chastisement needful to obtain our peace was laid upon him. Number two, Yeshua took our sin and gave us his righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21, Adonai made Yeshua who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf so that we might be the righteousness in him. Number three, Yeshua took our death and gave us his life. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Yeshua HaMashiach. Number four, Yeshua took our curse and gave us his blessing. Mashiach, who has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. I'd like to close with these words by Charles Wesley. And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died he for me who caused his pain, for me who him to death pursued. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, should die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, should die for me? Well, thank you for listening. We'll continue next week. Shavua Tov, and remember, be blessed and not stressed. Shalom.